we sent her a focus cube, and this is what happened to her. She said, this morning, I still in my sleeping state when you guys called. I was in a waking sleeping state. I feel really refreshed, feeling very positive, really good. I haven't felt belts together like this in a long time. Feeling good is good. I love the focus cube. How can one make it clear to someone else what is happening? These are not just empty words or words. This is actually a living realization and state of awareness, a state of beingness. My brain feels like it woke up from a deep slumber or a dormant state. Again, not just words, actually being in this moment, realizing this exciting transformation as I type this great news to both of you. Unbelievable. Wow, I feel fantastic. And then she goes on, my body feels lighter, clear, joyous, happy, young, energized. What is so amazing is that after all these years of living my life as a conscious being, I had accepted the changes that I was experiencing in my brain was due to being older. Well, hooray, not anymore. I always want to feel like this. This is how it should be. Amazing grace. Thank you. Could you give me some comments on this recovery?
This is a typical response when individuals have been heavily involved in a spiritual practice or working with various techniques involved with meditation or ways in which they are deliberately working hard to disconnect from sense of physical body. This has many important roles to play in one's spiritual development. Most importantly, it is something we often recommend when individuals need to prepare for the next intermissive period and the next life to come. But in doing so, one, of course, is neglecting the deeper connection to the physical. Although this can present physical problems, if it is done in a balanced way, there is usually no real issue or difficulty physically, but one loses the sense of the physical body, the awareness of its important lessons, the sense of being in one's body that often comes with physical action, be it exercise or interacting with others, such as dancing or playing. The trouble is that when one is involved in such spiritual focus aspects, which are certainly very important in one's own development, one may begin to have an imperceptible but unconscious shift in relationship to the physical. This is what ultimately presents the greater problem. So one may then engage in physical exercise, but one's mind may be more focused on the attunement or connections that are felt in the meditative state. Or one may be thinking about aspects of higher consciousness and the soul and important aspects in one's own development without really having the sense of the physical. Thus, one is doing maintenance on the physical body with exercise, but one is not actually enjoying it. What tends to occur for most individuals involved in this is a lessened response in the lowered chakras, first, second, and third primarily. Their interrelationships and connections to the internal organs, the nervous system energies, the digestive system, and other things may suffer as a result. But here again, we are looking at a relatively healthy condition where there is just less focus on these parts of the body. What tends to occur then over time is the sense that they are going to sleep. You usually do not actually have awareness of sleeping. Most individuals do not. What they have awareness of is the end of sleeping. That is, they wake up from sleeping and then notice that they were asleep. This is a very important observation as to the important subtlety or symbolism associated with sleep. So you do not actually have the sense that this lessened sensation is occurring when you are asleep. Lessened sensation of your own physical body in the bed, for instance, or lessened sensation of the world around you and what it is doing as you are sleeping. But as soon as you wake up, you become aware that something has changed. You are more present. The things around you are more real. You actually sense the bed underneath you, the other things going on in the room, the environment, etc., etc. So this is where this gradual shift in focus to the higher chakras, it has a subtle effect that one is simply not aware of. To make oneself aware of it, of course, You wake up those chakras. And neon has important capabilities in doing this. Now, the other side to this is the aspect in which, as one is trying to focus various energies associated with thought processes on aspects that tend to be very physical, or things that must take a great deal of concentration, the physical body is heavily involved. It must produce a variety of substances in order to maintain this focus. Different substances are usually utilized, not just in the brain, but all throughout the physical body, when one is involved in, for instance, meditation, or spiritual exercise, or healing. Those particular chemicals that are produced in the brain, and the differing biochemistries produced in the rest of the body, will tend to give the individual that sense of being a little spaced out, not so very focused, with such spiritual attunements done over and over, over a long period of time. And similarly, as one is able to focus with physicality, moving the physical body, actually some involvement in physical activity, such as any sort of exercise or competitive sport or martial arts, this has a similar spillover effect into the brain, allowing enhanced focus on things of a more mundane nature, even if they are math or memorization of facts or the ability to communicate better. These are all energies generally more allied and strengthened by the lower chakras. The understanding of this is that which then can cut into one's sense of oneself, and the utilization of the focus cube can actually shift how you see yourself, how you recognize the gift of being more physical in your spiritual journey. So, what you recognize here then is that all of the chakras are present for a reason. One does not simply focus more energy and attention on the higher chakras because it is seemingly better, more spiritual perhaps, or more in line with what you're really here for, or in some way making you better than others. But in fact, the opportunity to energize all the chakras, to use all those energies, to allow them to better coordinate and so on, is of tremendous value. Now, this has nothing to do with the overall effects, which can be quite different for each individual. It will depend on their history, what they tend to do, and so on. But generally speaking, as a greater energization of the brain's capacity and the capacity of the higher consciousness to focus on issues at hand, to work with the more mundane aspects of thought, the ability to perform logical processes and logical thought, as well as all of the attributes associated with the physical body, can certainly be enhanced by this neon and focusing energies, but at the same time, give you more choice. So what happens when this is applied to an individual who is just the opposite? Highly athletic, perhaps, putting very little attention on spiritual matters or the higher chakras. Will the focus cube be beneficial for them? Most certainly yes. And this is in a completely different arena, though. Rather than sense that they are waking up, they will begin to become more aware of the higher possibilities, where their energies have not been so spiritually coordinated, where these aspects might be better placed in their lives. And as a result, they may be better able to set before themselves the task of regular meditation, perhaps, or tuning into the manifestation of various spiritual goals, things that are important to the soul's evolution. The advantage here to the focus cube for such an individual is that they will also find that it is easier to perform these tasks on a regular basis, to do so with some degree of consistency, or with the ability to re-recognize at each juncture the joy of it, the fun of it, the ability to do so in an integrated and helpful way. What is noted here is of so much value in different ways is the inert gas neon. Neon has many important uses that we have spoken about in the past. And indeed, it is an integral part of various healing mixtures, such as the vitality mixture you are already familiar with. This is not so much for the healing energy it provides, but for the ability to bring that energy into the physical. So, if instead of bringing a higher vibrational energy into the physical, what is actually done is bringing all energy into the physical and then posing the question, what would you like to do with it? You see then how this provides additional benefit in areas and directions that may turn out to be quite unexpected. And this is natural. Your entire technology has this, that the willingness for people to apply it outside the usual realm, to be open to what is there and share the effects with you. This is an ongoing experiment, and opportunity for many such things will continue in all of the different ways you are working. Does this answer your question?